So the guy who is now sitting with Rosecrans Baldwin's book, Everything Now, Lessons for the City-State of Los Angeles, is Paul Theato, who is the co-author of Call Me Z, a novel of murder, corruption, and greed, and I would add to that, and Chicago, Paul, is it not?
In welcome. Chicago.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What do you think of these studios? What do you think of this view?
The view is freaking amazing, man, yeah. I'll tell you. It's unbelievable.
You get a sleeping bag and stay up here. Before we get into the book itself, which is available anywhere, one nice place to buy it would be Augie Alexie's Centuries and Sleuths bookstore in Franklin Park, where you appear. Were you there yesterday?
I was there last Sunday, a week ago today.
Were you doing a reading or just a signing?
Both. I did a reading and a signing. We had a nice turnout. A number of people purchased the book, and we had a good discussion. I had to end it after 2 hours because people
kept talking. You ran out of books. That's the best thing. When did you become a writer? I know we talked about this. I had you on some time ago about your first, I guess it was your first novel, Pasta Man.
Right.
And we got to know you then, but I think, you know, there are a lot of listeners who weren't born then and they're grown up now and weren't listening then. What's your background?
Okay.
It's an interesting one. It is an interesting one.
I'll try to be brief, clear, and concise.
You don't have to be
brief. In 1971, I was in college. I was a junior in college. One of
Where?
My roommates was a guy named Tom. I was at Knox College. And he was an English major, and I wasn't. And he was going to a bunch of classes that he seemed to have a good time in. And I said, I want to go to some of those classes. So Tom invited me to the class. The prof, even though I wasn't an English major, said, okay, you can come in. I started to write stories. And I've been writing stories off and on since 1971.
Was it a kind of creative writing workshop?
It was a creative writing workshop, yes. Yeah. It was met, I think, every Wednesday night for 4 or 5 hours. Tom was in it, and Tom is the same Tom that's the co-author of the book.
So
only 52 years ago.
Wow. Wow. But you did not stick to that. I don't think Tom did either. I mean, Tom was a Navy commander. You went...
I went into psychology and then healthcare.
Okay.
And the last 30, 35 years of my employment, I was a healthcare executive.
And did you write during that time?
The last few years, I began to write the first novel, Pasta Man.
Well, I mean, in the early years. I mean, you had such joyful time at college, and then you got into the so-called straight world, I guess.
Right.
And you stopped writing.
I wrote short stories for my kids.
Oh.
Something to give them on holidays, something to keep them occupied instead of watching TV and playing video games and that kind of thing.
And did you ever think of yourself at that time as a writer?
Not at all. No.
Interesting.
I did not. I thought of myself as a father and a
healthcare executive. Yeah. When did that change? When you left your job? And part of this book, it takes place at a hospital. I mean, don't kid yourself. There's a lot of your life in here. It is a novel. It is a novel. But, you know, what are you going to base a novel on if not... unless you're Jules Verne or somebody. When you started writing, what was the compelling reason a few years ago?
When I first started to write Pasta Man and said to myself and to a few friends, I'm going to write a novel, I had come out of a relationship that wasn't a happy ending.
Working.
And so I wanted to do something.
Yeah.
Really different. So I got into... writing, and I got into this thing called storytelling, on-stage storytelling. And both of them kind of took off. And that was, I did that along with working in the last hospital that I worked at for about 5 years. And I've been retired for about 4 or 5 now. And I continue to write, and I continue to get up on stage and do storytelling.
Was it hard to do either one? It's a hard, I've always found it a hard thing to write and perform, even though it's gotten easier as I've done it over the years. It you have to give a great deal of yourself when you do either one, don't you think?
I do. To me, they're very different.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Jumping up on stage and performing, it's 6-7 minutes and it's done.
Mm-hmm.
You can't edit. You can't deliberate over a word for 2 hours. Sometimes Tom and I, when we're writing, we deliberate literally over a word or two for 2 hours.
Wow.
And sometimes it's the wrong word.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't work.
I get it.
But on stage, it's just do it. Just do it. So I... We have a stray phone ringing.
I don't care. This show is a free-form kind of thing. That someone is calling me, so we will see who it is, and I will tell them to go away. I got to answer this. Talk for a second.
This is cool. Hello? So, Tom and I started writing after Pasta Man the novel that's currently out called Call Me Z. And it's based on events that did happen in my life as a hospital executive. However, it's a fictional book. We're also working on a third book of short stories. And it's tentatively titled right now Stories from South of Madison, Chicago, a Smoldering City. And we've got about 24 or 25 short stories right now that we're going to put into the book. The longest, about 15 or 16 pages, a number of them 4 to 9 pages. And the main thing is that we work together. A 52-year relationship isn't about putting out novels and having people reading them. A 52-year relationship is about the relationship.
Oh, shows. I'm so glad you took over for a while. It was just
Rick is my guest here. What would you like to say, Rick?
Nothing. I started as a storyteller. I worked in a hospitals for 35 years and then blah, blah, blah. Thank you. Who better to have fill in for 2 seconds while I get the other guests who were coming in than you? We're talking about the difference between getting up on stage and giving a... Do you memorize your stories? How do you do that?
I memorize high points in the stories, and then I just kind of let it roll off.
Okay. You've been very successful at that, haven't you?
I've had a lot of fun, and success, there's no publishing or that kind of thing, but I've enjoyed it a lot, and a lot of people have been very complimentary on the things I've done.
When someone compliments you, does someone ever say, hey, did you write this down, and could I have a copy and read it?
The stories I tell on stage?
Yeah.
Oftentimes they do, and I rarely write them down. I just write the high points.
Wow, interesting.
And then I just sort of ad-lib when I go on stage. But I find that to be more exhilarating and easier than writing even a short story. I don't work for 14 hours on one story I tell up on stage, but I work for 14 hours easy, or Tom and I work together on a 8 or 9 page short story.
Well, so when you decided to write, and it's interesting, you've been writing some short stories for your kids while you worked, and then that ends, and you start doing storytelling live on stage, and then you decide to write Pasta Man. That's a big leap from short stories and storytelling on stage to a novel. Did you find it to be a big leap?
It was way more than what I thought it was going to be.
Uh-huh.
I like, what the hell did I get myself
into?
Yeah,
sure.
It took over 5 years. It was pretty much complete in a draft form, but then my buddy Tom and I got together, and we said we need to edit this. We edited 300-400 pages out of it, and it's a beast of a book, and I apologize for those who've read it and struggled through it. It was a labor of love for me, and then it became a labor of love for us because he jumped in sort of after it was in a rough draft. This other novel we did from the word one totally collaboratively.
Yeah, you started sharing ideas, and it is not autobiographical, but it is it does dip into certain portions of your actual experience.
Correct. Being a hospital administrator in various hospitals all around the Chicago area gave me a lot of experience, but not until I got to this one hospital did I have the experience that mirrors what's in this book.
Now, how did you were friendly with Tom? You'd have drinks with Tom. You'd have dinner with Tom for these last 50 years. I mean, you stayed in touch? You were good friends.
We were best friends in college, and we stayed in touch after college. And there was a period of time where we kind of went different ways. And then about 14 or 15 years ago, we reconnected. And the deal was that for the next every day, for the next 14 years, we would talk, email, text, write. Something, even when he was in Iraq in the green zone. We figured it out.
Talk to me about, you were a hospital administrator. What did Tom do in his real adult life?
I will say this to the best of my knowledge, since he's not here, I'll speak for him. He was an officer in the Navy, I believe 30 years. He was a commander of a guided missile destroyer, and he spent a couple of years in the green zone in Iraq, and I know he spent a good amount of time in Saudi Arabia, too.
You must have some good stories to tell, if you can tell them. If you can tell. Do you think of him? Do you think of him now that you've done Call Me Z as a collaborator or as an editor?
A collaborator.
Okay. And how did this book? What is the seed of this book? You said, "Look, I think we should collaborate," because collaborating in a novel, they're very, James Patterson does it all the time, and I've read how he does it, and he gets outlines from various other writers, and he, you know, one of his co-authors is Bill Clinton, for God's sake, and one of his new co-authors is Dolly Parton. I don't think he goes about it the same way you guys do. How did this Call Me Z begin?
After Pasta Man, we said we'd like to do another novel and like to do it more from the perspective of collaboration.
Okay.
I tend to get ideas in stories. I put them down in a draft form.
In kind of a shorthand form, sort of, as if you were going to do this on stage?
No, I do it in a chapter one, chapter two, and then we go over the chapter after I put the draft together. And sometimes the edits and the changing are more grammatical and punctuation and that kind of thing. And sometimes they are totally different directions, that type of thing. It just varies as to how the story unfolds. We talked about how we wanted it to go before we finished it, and we got there together.
And would you? How do you do it together in a room, or you because of the great internet?
No, to even make our relationship more intriguing is he lives 6 months a year in Hawaii.
Good for him.
Instead of Chicago.
Good
so
for him.
So we basically do this on the phone. We put a Word document on a computer screen that we can both look at simultaneously, and we read it page by page together. We take it apart. One day he may be the person who's taking it apart. The next day it's me, because we don't want to mess it up through the internet in terms of the actual manuscript getting screwed up. And then we hit save, and we've done our edits. And we edited that book from page 1 to 375. Probably 5 full times.
Wow. It must be joyful for you, in a sense. It has to be a little frustrating, too. And you ever have arguments?
All the time.
Okay.
I mean, that's our relationship can be conflictual.
Well, that's the nature of creativity, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be some creative tension, or it doesn't get done. This is fascinating, because we will get into, after the top of the hour, in the news from Roger Badish about... one of the things that distinguishes this book is it is dialogue heavy, and I like dialogue. I do. It's not exactly George Higgins heavy, but George Higgins, who wrote only in dialogue. Like, you admire George Higgins? I admired a few of his books. We will get into the nuts and bolts of Call Me Z. We'll tell you who Z is, too, because Z is a relatively fascinating character. Paul, I'm glad you're in here. It is Call Me Z, a novel of murder, corruption, and greed. Paul does not have, I was saying, the Rosecrans Baldwin, all authors should have a website. I don't. Paul doesn't, but you can find him on Facebook, and your Facebook page is pretty good.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And it's Paul, the last name, T E O D O. That sound means it's time for news. We'll be back in 4 minutes or so. Stay tuned. Welcome back. I am with the nice man who filled in for me while I went to get our next guests. Paul Teodo and Tom Myers are the authors of Call Me Z, a novel of murder, corruption, and greed, set in Chicago in 2008, just before, in the midst of a presidential election. That's a big part of this whole book. You have learned a lot about Paul, who's been sitting here, and about Tom. Now here, Paul, who this book is dedicated for Jack, who taught us to sit down, shut up, and smile. Who's Jack?
Jack is a friend of mine for probably 34 years and a good friend of Tom for about 14 or 15 years. And Jack was a very wise man. I say was because he's deceased.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the bravest men I ever met, and everybody who met him said, "Oh, my God." Jack had no legs and one eye.
Oh, wow.
And he said...
there's an amputee in the book.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Based on...
Jack.
Yeah.
And Jack used to say to us, the best thing to do is to listen. So why don't you just shut up, sit down, and smile.
I love it. I love that. Tell me then, who is Z? Because I can barely pronounce his name.
I can barely pronounce the last name of Z myself. We decided Slovak. I'll disclose a little of Tom's ethnicity. His family is from Slovenia.
Okay.
And so we patterned the main character after a guy who had a disharmonious name, who was a guy who felt bad about a lot of things, including his name, his parents from Slovenia being immigrants, and that type of thing.
So you did, you both, in collaborating, you brought a lot of your own past and history and stuff you know into this book. There's a good, cool dog in it. There's
right.
hospitals in it. There's murder in it. How do you... This doesn't quite do it justice, a novel of murder, corruption, and greed. It's a novel of murder, corruption, and greed set against the backdrop of a city known for murder, corruption, and greed, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Yeah.
We were talking about that at the break, actually.
How does Chicago play a part in this whole thing?
Well, Chicago's a city that I'm not leaving. A lot of people are leaving.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving, despite of some of the
troubles.
The troubles and challenges we have. I like the city. No, I love the city.
Yeah.
I try to use it a lot, and it's got problems. And when I was working in the last place I worked, the problems manifested themselves at this hospital. Fortunately, the hospital is still open. It's still serving patients, and it's still providing jobs for the community that it operates within.
Well, one of the things that really charmed me about the book was the way you detailed there's a group of sort of stubborn nuns who fight to keep an inner city hospital viable and to serve people. They were inspiring. I mean, they must be. You don't have to name anybody, but they must be based on people you know. If you invented these people, I want to live in their world.
They're based on people who I know, but more importantly, who touched my life.
Yeah, well,
immensely,
sure.
Immensely.
Yeah. Yeah. And was it hard to write about hospitals for you, or easy?
That was something that I knew really well. So the particular chapters in the book that really focused on various aspects of hospital politics and hospital medical problems, that was pretty easy.
Yeah. It's a very, very, very good book. What have you heard from people who have read it?
Those who have read it have given both of us a lot of compliments. They've written great reviews in Amazon, and we're really appreciative.
One of the things about Paul's writing now that he is Pasta Man was a solo venture, and this one, Call Me Z, a novel of murder, corruption, and greed, is a collaborative venture with his friend Tom Myers, who is a little under the weather today, but otherwise fine. Must be fine because he's got a place in Hawaii. That would be a great thing for him. Do you think this is the first of what might become a collaborative series?
Well, we're working on completing a book of short stories right now, and hopefully it'll be out around Christmas time.
Oh, that's great.
And we do the same process that we did with Pasta Man and with Call Me Z. We look at each story page by page and edit and change and alter. And
now that I know you so well, I've invited you to come in the studio anytime you want. I gotta meet Tom because I really want to see what this relationship is like.
He's a good
person.
Guy. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he's a good guy. You wouldn't work with him otherwise.
I've worked with people who weren't good guys. Believe me.
Who hasn't? Who hasn't? Paul Teodo, along with Tom Myers. I'm sorry I didn't get to meet you, Tom. The novel is called Call Me Z, a novel of murder, corruption, and greed, set against a city where murder, corruption, and greed are prominent citizens. Congratulations, too.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. You'll be on again when the short stories are out.